talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you from Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And sadly, we're going to the front lines of the Russian invasion and war, unprovoked war against Ukraine. The Russian military is apparently just regrouping. They lied about peace talks. They show up at these peace talks. They say nothing. They do nothing. There's no ceasefire. They continue to target schools and hospitals. And they are now planning, according to our intelligence, a major assault on eastern Ukraine right now. Why is that significant? Well, eastern Ukraine is the portion that has a border with Russia itself. Now, think about that. You know, our borders are Canada and Mexico. We have two oceans, at least 3,000 miles, actually longer, in the Pacific Oceans, protecting us from the wars in Europe and Asia. Canada is identical to us in culture, settled by the British and the French. Most of that border is unguarded. It's the most secure border in the world because we have nothing to worry about. The Mexican border borders Mexico, our friends. This is a country that was settled by the Spaniards, but has a large indigenous population, is friendly, hardworking, good people. So any issues we have are people coming in unlawfully. We're talking about that, but they're not coming in to blow up our buildings, they're coming in to work. We're very, very lucky. If you're in Ukraine, you have Belarus to the north. Belarus is sort of like Ukraine, a Slavic country, but Russia's taking it over. And if you want to know what Ukraine would be like if Russia took it over, just take a look at Belarus. They have a strong man, a dictator, a murderer and a thief named Lukashenko. He has essentially enslaved his population through terror. They're to the north. They're allied with Russia. They even initially attacked Ukraine itself with missiles. To the east is Russia itself. Now imagine, instead of Canada and Mexico, we had a border with Russia. It would have to be guarded all the time. There'd be infiltrations. There'd be constant warfare. And that's why Ukraine is a tough country, but it's in a very bad neighborhood. To the south, Ukraine is bordered by the Black Sea. Now the Black Sea, and it borders on the Sea of Azov. The Black Sea, you'd think, oh great, the Black Sea, most people mix it up with the Baltic Sea. Well, the Black Sea is almost landlocked. You can only get to it through the Dardanelles, going through Turkey. Now Turkey has guarantees that they let ships through, but they're playing fast and loose here, even though they're members of NATO. They let Russian warships in. And now they're saying they don't know if they'll let any warships in once the Russians have gotten 50 ships in. And the Russian ships are sitting in the Black Sea offshore, shelling Ukrainian cities. And that's why it's important for us to get shore to ship missiles to Ukraine so they can defend themselves. As these missiles come in and blow up kindergartens and blow up hospitals, they should be able to fire back and hit the ships that are doing it. So this whole peace talk thing, as you read it, there's all the West runs around thinking this is pre-World War II or just post-World War II, where countries that we defeated were so shattered. Japan, Germany, Russia were shattered by Germany, that somehow if they agree to something, if they agree to something, they at least are halfway thinking of following through. That's not true with Russia. If you are negotiating with Russia, you're negotiating with extortionists. You're negotiating with organized crime. You're negotiating with ISIS. They lick their chops and silently look at you and wonder how quickly they can kill you. That's all they care about. One of the horrible after effects, or it's going on right now, of what Russia's done in Ukraine is it's driven out more than 4 million people. Now, Ukraine only has a population of 44 million people. So a little over 4 million is 10% of the population. More than 3 million has gone to Europe. They've gone to Poland. They've gone to Romania. They've gone to Hungary and elsewhere. Spain and Italy are opening up to them. Germany, the rest, that's all good. But human traffickers are moving in to exploit Ukrainian women and children. Because remember, all the men have to stay behind. If you're between the ages of 18 and 60 and you're a man, you can't leave Ukraine. You come to the border with Poland and they hand you a gun, say, get back there and shoot somebody. And that's exactly right. So what you have is women, children, kids, and men who are old. And some of these kids were sent, you know, with relatives or friends to save them. And you have, you know, 12, 13-year-old, 10-year-old kids walking around. Talk about no supervision. I mean, you know, it's a war situation. Now, you'd think that people would act with some kind of integrity, and most of them do. The Polish people have taken in over 1 million refugees. And your Poland doesn't have a huge population. I mean, it'd be as if we took in 10 million refugees or more. And Poland is doing its best. And obviously, these people are going to have to be relocated and eventually go back to Ukraine when it's liberated from the Ruskies. But in the meantime, you have human traffickers going through looking for vulnerable people. This is what the Russians have done. This is what the Russians have done. The Russians also stopped evacuation buses to Mariupol. Now, Mariupol is a city in eastern Ukraine, very close to the Russian border. And Russia has just decided they're going to use that as a poster child for how they are going to treat the rest of Ukraine. They've circled it so nobody can get in and out. They have deliberately bombed and destroyed food depots. The thing that they like bombing more than kindergartens and maternity hospitals are food depots. So you have hundreds of thousands of people trapped in Mariupol with no food and no water. Buses were sent, evacuation buses, to get out as many people as possible, and the Ruskies have stopped them. This is sadism in the making. This is what the Nazis did to Leningrad. When the Nazis invaded Russia in Operation Barbarossa at the beginning of what we know as the Second World War, with them it started back in the 1930s. They encircled Leningrad. It's now called St. Petersburg. It was named after Peter the Great, the Tsar in the 18th century. The communists changed it to Leningrad to honor Lenin, the first communist leader. They encircled Leningrad, and they starved it for 3 years, a little under 1,000 days. Read Harrison Salisbury, The Siege of Leningrad, 1,000 Days, and what happened in that city. 800,000 people died. The only thing that saved Leningrad and let them hold out is they're bounded by a body of water on one side. And it's very cold there, and in the winter, it froze, and the Ruskies were able to get supplies into Leningrad for the few months that it froze. That's how they survived, but they still lost 800,000 people. Those were Nazis. Putin and the Russians are Nazis once again. I have said before, I'm going to say throughout this newscast, this broadcast, Joe Biden and the Democrats have got to get the ability into Ukraine's hands to close the skies over Ukraine and to get food into Mariupol. You cannot let that many people or anybody, not a single person, a human being is sacred. You can't let them starve. The concerns are raised that the Republican Party leadership is going pro-Putin. And the polls show a big slice of the Trump base is pro-Putin. Trump is pro-Putin. The other day, he publicly said to Putin, send me dirt on Joe Biden. And if Trump ever got in as president again, he'd withdraw us from NATO, ally with Putin, and Putin would go again and reoccupy Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, and the Baltic states, and all of Eastern Europe. And that would be official U.S. policy, because the Trump MAGA base used gerrymandering and crooked voted repression laws to overrule the will of our people. And if you're listening to this and you put up with it, you're not in the spirit of our revolution. You're not in the spirit of our Constitution. So Joe Biden is looking at the Republicans. I get it. They're enemies, many in the leadership. But Joe, you cannot let people starve. If you let people starve and say, but you better not do it in Poland, they're all energized. You have got to get those MiGs from Poland and Eastern Europe into Ukrainian hands. You've got to get them better ground support, air defense systems, and you have got to get them shipped to shore missiles. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.